Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. The program today is hosted by Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye in Washington. We have Dr. Angela Mushavi from the Health Ministry who will help us to discuss the issue of preventing mother-to-child transmission amongst those that may suspect that they are HIV positive but would still want to have a child. Welcome to the program, Dr. Mushavi.
Thank you very much, Marvelous.
What programs do you have in place to assist those that are expecting and think that they may have the HIV/AIDS virus?
What we encourage in this country, all pregnant women, irrespective of whether they think they have HIV or not, all pregnant women, when they present to the clinic, we encourage them to do so before 3 months of the pregnancy. And we offer testing to all women, whether they think they have HIV or not, because it is very important to know our HIV status. And in the event that the woman tests HIV positive, we have the mother-to-child transmission of HIV program, where we will then offer antiretrovirals to any woman that tests HIV positive. So we encourage all pregnant women, really, to know their HIV status.
What about in a case where one of the partners is not HIV positive? What do you recommend then?
I think the issue that you are talking about is where we have discordant couples. This is a situation where either the mother, the pregnant woman, tests positive and her partner tests negative, or the male partner tests positive and the pregnant woman is negative. We do have such instances, and in cases of discordant couples that are not the same status, then we would put the one who is HIV positive on lifelong treatment, which would benefit the pregnant transmission to the unborn child. And at the same time, it will offer protection to the negative male partner. So we have those medications available in almost all of our clinics in Zimbabwe.
And are these medications given out for free, and how accessible are they?
For all women that are pregnant and their partners, we encourage them to present to all of our clinics, about 1,560 of them throughout Zimbabwe. And there they can access services for testing. And if the mother or the pregnant woman tests positive, she can access antiretrovirals for her own health, and also for the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. And not only do we offer this to the pregnant woman, we also offer services to the male partner in case he is HIV positive as well.
What are some of the challenges that you are facing in relation to especially women when it comes to them finding out about their status when they're pregnant?
I think the biggest challenge is in women actually coming and accepting to be tested. When we look at our program, we have very high acceptance, but there are some women who may not wish to be tested at that particular point. And most of the time it's because they are waiting to consult the male partner. And indeed, for some that are tested and they know their status, sometimes the health facility may delay in initiating the appropriate treatment. But by and large, in our program, we have very high acceptance. Women accept to be tested. There are others who, for cultural or religious reasons, do not even come at all when they are pregnant. And those ones are unfortunately out of reach of the healthcare facility. And we have community mobilization activities that we do try and encourage them to make use of our healthcare services.
Going back to the issue of stigma, what are you as the Minister of Health doing to try and eliminate that stigma associated with HIV and AIDS, especially amongst pregnant women?
We try by all means, when a pregnant woman comes to the clinic, we encourage the men to present to the clinic together with his wife or partner. That also helps because it helps the woman to disclose her status. Because quite often, you know, there may be self-stigma where the woman may feel, if I disclose to my partner, if I disclose to my loved one, then maybe I may be rejected or I may be isolated. And we try and provide counseling to the partner, to the pregnant woman, and we encourage her also to disclose to close family members so that she can be assisted to deal with her status. What we are finding, I think stigma is really reduced now. You know, people are more accepting of somebody who tests HIV positive, even amongst family members and friends and colleagues at work.
And do you have any programs where you are educating, especially discordant couples, like you say, where one is HIV negative and one is HIV positive? Because a lot of people out there are not sure about whether they should go ahead and have children when they have such a situation.
We have couples counseling services where we would then to the couple and help them to minimize the risk of transmission to the baby in the event that they would wish to have a child. We do that, and we also offer family planning services so that as a couple, they will decide to have a child when they are prepared to have that child.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mushavi. Time is not on our side, so we'd like to thank you for being our guest on the Women's Forum, where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much, Magdalene.